I'm very surprised because I felt very strongly that when I got that first mailing that made me look like an ISIS terrorist, I was heartened by what people were saying to me, that they were really offended by it. I had hoped that that kind of trend with the TV ads and so forth that came about negatively involving President Obama, involving O'Malley, Jim Mathias, and myself, I was really bothered by it. And I'd hoped that the people of our area would have rejected it and said, this is not the way we do things. And I really hope after they think about it, you know, there will be a concerted effort to change it. I have a real problem with the money that has flowed in from outside of our state. That evidently, not just in our area, but other areas of the state have wreaked havoc in this campaign. My campaigns have always been about me. I never tried to ostracize my opponent or talk about him. I never mentioned him. I felt I had to sell what I was about and what I thought and how we ought to do things. And, you know, I've had 28 great years in the Maryland House. And I have loved every minute of it. I've been very proud of what we have been able to bring to the shore. And it'll be a while, if ever, that we have another chairman of the Appropriations Committee.
Is it just simply that there's midterm elections and people are angry?
There's something else, I think, in the wind. And I've been trying to think about, you know, what is it in particular? You look at all the percentages. I saw one tonight where 79% of the American public was just upset totally with the Congress. And yet, the same people are going to be back there. You're going to shift a little bit, and there will be Republican control of the Senate, they're hoping, and control of the House continually. And yet, we say we've had a do-nothing Congress. Well, there's not been anything changed. I don't think our legislature has been a do-nothing legislature. I think we've had a great period for Maryland, even during some of the roughest times. We pay attention to our most vulnerable populations. We put programs and services in place that are going to be there to help people. And I'm not sure that there's an appreciation there that of what we have.
Why do you think the race between Brown and Hogan is so close? I mean, what happened? Was it just that there wasn't a good campaign on the part of the Democratic candidate?
I think the lieutenant governor has not done the job that he should have. He should have been all over the state. And I know all you need is Montgomery County, Prince George, and Baltimore City, and you can win the governorship. But I've always been one of those. You may not win them, but you want something close in all the rest, because that helps make that number stand up and be counted. So I feel the lieutenant governor missed that opportunity. And I think there were a number of things that he could have done in every region of the state that could have made a tremendous difference in what's happening tonight.
How do you see a Democratic state legislature working with somebody like Hogan? Obviously, you had some recent experience with O'Malley's predecessor.
Well, I think there will have to be somewhat of a change in the legislature. You got to be willing to work with people. You got to be willing to sit down and talk to them. Put your issues on the table and try to come up with some reasonable compromises. Nobody wants to compromise anymore. It's either my way or the highway. And that's unfortunate. And I will say there are times that it's as much one side as it is the other. But I think we're coming into a period where heightened opportunities for the state are going to be hinged on that ability to work together.